And seemingly responded worse each time it went down. The Penn State game, you're in that game, and then respond with a lackluster performance with Iowa and Nebraska. You don't want to rehash all of that. But all of the plays you mentioned there, the following snap, Maryland gained 5 yards on offense, right? They moved the line of scrimmage. Their defensive line has pushed back. Yes, a young and inexperienced group, but they've controlled the line of scrimmage. It's why they controlled the scoreboard right now and why their true freshman quarterback was going for a knockout punch there in the corner of the end zone. Usually this is the best part of my day other than when my two-year-old slaps me awake and says, Dada, get up. But, Mike, it really is difficult to find positives when you've created a lot of your own negativity today.
Billy, I said last week after the game at Tuscaloosa that I didn't think that was a defining moment. Defining moments would come in the weeks to come. I didn't think it would be today. But right now, through 30 minutes, this is very much a defining moment for this program.
No doubt. And this 20 minutes in the locker room after a very contentious Camp Randall Stadium told the Badgers how they feel about themselves right now and the program as a whole. Very, very important message that gets sent to the group here, because there's true freshmen playing on that side. There will be true freshmen playing on this side as well, and everything is going to be up for grabs if you're putting more performances like this on tape.
Maryland's going to start the third quarter with the football as they deferred after winning the toss. What's the recipe, the script, for Wisconsin to flip this game on its head? They're down 20-0.
Well, the first thing is, Mike, you need to win the line of scrimmage. Yeah. And I know it sounds really simple, it sounds cliche and obvious, but when good things are happening for a double-digit underdog, it's because they're physically imposing their will. That's something that a Maryland football team has not done in a long time. They've had a lot of issues there in their program the last couple of years, but they were marking this as a measuring stick and a potential defining moment. Now you got to answer the energy that they've brought, because it's only going to be amplified coming out of that locker room.
Well, we've got about a minute left, and the other issue in the first half obviously was special teams. And you want to talk about game prep, and people will wonder, how is this team not ready to play? Special teams is many times a telltale sign of what you're not ready to do.
Yeah, surprisingly so. There was a worse performance maybe by the Badgers special teams. That was the officiating crew in the first half. That's the lone positive of it, Mike. But yes, you're right. The strategizing of it, Maryland has seen a couple of things that they could take advantage of and executed perfectly. You need to rattle them and throw them off of their execution. And the only way you do that is by stacking successful plays. It's a low benchmark to be able to climb, but you need to climb yourself back into this game one way or another.
Bill Schmid will host the postgame festivities today alongside of Lance Allen, and we'll see what the second half yields to what kind of conversation that will be. This is the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The lamps on bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist dream.
Where's the good part?
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view!
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors and layers.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Usinger's. Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer. The elf on the label means quality on your table. And by Coors Light. Wisconsin fans, choose chill. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
20-0 Maryland leading Wisconsin. We check out some of the first half stats. The Terrapins with 206 yards of offense, 129 for the Badgers. Neither team running it well. Neither team had been running it well coming into the game. Maryland 39 rush yards and 34 for Wisconsin. Malik Washington is 12 of 25 through the air, 167 yards and a score. And his top target has been Octavian Smith. Five catches for 112 yards. Danny O'Neill, 5 out of 10 for 50 yards and an interception. Billy Edwards started, was out there for a bit, 1 of 3 for 45 yards here in the first half. This has been about turnovers and O'Neill interception. Set up a score as Maryland had to cover all of 4 yards. A blocked punt resulted in another short drive for the Terrapins, just 28 yards. That made it 14-0, and then a couple of Sean O'Hare field goals, one of 49 and one at the final snap of the half of 26 yards, and you have a 20-0 ball game, Maryland leading Wisconsin. For the defense, as you said, Tausch, for the Badgers, it's been pretty solid, been decent, but you give them short fields, these mistakes, and would be not just the offense, but the special teams breakdowns. There's a blocked field goal on Wisconsin's first possession. They just can't get out of their own way.
And for this team, I think you always, when you go through your non-conference, you kind of figure out what kind of team you're going to be and what your formula to win will be. And you saw the first 2 weeks, the defense, the run defense, and then TFLs, that whole conversation all offseason about TFLs and sacks. Right now, sacks, zero. TFLs, zero.
Yeah.
As a defensive unit, you see your offense is struggling. You hear about complementary football. Your special teams has not been very complementary. Your offense hasn't. That's where your defense, especially when you're coming out of the second half down 20, you need to step up and make a big play. You need to get in that backfield and make that happen.
Let's check in with Patrick. What do you have?
Well, you kind of mentioned it, Tausch, but that's the sentiment that happened in the locker room here, is that this is a 60-minute game. It's not a 30-minute game. So while you've dug yourself a big hole, there is a second half to play in this, and this is a chance, as the guys kind of talked about it, to see what you are made of, and that has to be the attitude that they take as they enter this final 30 minutes. From an injury standpoint, Billy Edwards is officially ruled out. Not really a surprise there, but he will not return officially in this game, save for Dylan Jones, the starting running back. He is also out for the remainder of this game with a lower body injury.
Nathaniel Vakos set to kick off for Wisconsin. Iverson Howard is deep for the Maryland Terrapins. As we get set to go, third quarter of play, Vakos with the kick, and there will be no return. A touchback, and the second half is underway.
And now the question is from Maryland's Dale. A little scrap going on here.
We'll see who
all
is
throwing fists.
Yeah.
Don't need to give him 15. Good. All right.
Jackson McGowan getting in there. Deani Hill as well.
You do look at it from their perspective now. Do you keep that pedal down? Do you feel good? Because you've seen what your defense has been able to do. I would guess this is one of those you feel like you can daggerize this stadium and everything else if you come out, get something. Wisconsin desperately needs to make that big play and get something positive for this team to kind of galvanize around.
Malik Washington is the quarterback. He's got DeJuan Williams behind him. And now he'll shift to the left to the quarterback. Two receivers left, one on the right. Maryland goes left to right, third quarter, handoff Williams. Off the right side, Sebastian Cheeks will catch up to him and take him to the ground near the 30-yard line. A gain of better part, well, we'll call it four, to the 29 of Maryland, second down and six.
He did a nice job of pressing the hole off the right side and then cutting back, and Sebastian Cheeks came down. He hesitated for a second because he thought the quarterback might keep it, and that let him pick up five.
Two receivers left, Octavian Smith to the right. Deani Hill is on him. Here's the handoff, Williams trying to work the right side and as well to get to the 30. He'll be driven back, Austin Brown. The play was pursued well. It'll be a third down and five for Maryland on the opening possession of the second half.
Good job there. Allegro kind of holding up the shop, and Tackett Curtis coming flying around. Austin Brown, you saw guys held the point and forced that ball to bounce all the way out to the sideline. That gives you a chance to rally everybody, get them down on the ground, and set up a critical third down, get off the field here.
Mason Posa back in there. We have seen a fair amount of him in the defense and the linebacking core. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Malik Washington in the shotgun on third and five, the Terps 30-yard line. Washington throwing, and it's batted down. And getting there, young fella, Mason Posa, knocks the pass away, and it's fourth and five for Maryland.
Yeah, and he needed to. He's coming around on a loop. He's looping on a stunt, and he sees he's not going to get there. He gets his hand up in the air and is able to. That would have been a first down, a little slant route across the middle. He had the route there. Posa gets his hand up, knocks it down, and forces a critical punt here. Get Wisconsin the football back.
Tyrell Henry deep. Line of scrimmage of Maryland 30, and the kick away from McPherson. Hangs it up high. Henry waits for it. He'll catch at the 18, gets it to go across the 22. Boot 25-30. Henry cuts left. 35 to the 40. Henry 45 to midfield. Outside the numbers, gets slammed out of bounds in the Maryland territory. And there's a spark. Good field position for the Badgers for their first possession of the third quarter. And a Maryland Terrapin is down and in a lot of pain back near the 25-yard line. That was a 53-yard punt. Tyrell Henry brought it back 37 yards. We're a minute 25 into the third quarter, 20-0 Maryland. As the Maryland athletic trainers, and again, can't pick up the number. That man down in the right leg. Right leg in a lot. That's the area of discomfort, so.
Timeout on the field.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. So we'll take a break right here. And we'll tell you that Kohl's has the back-to-school styles that'll spoil them at prices that'll spoil you. From jeans and tees to sneakers and more, which means you can do it all without overdoing your budget when you shop at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 13:35 left in the third quarter. Maryland 20, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin, only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now. Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024. JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Amery Chevrolet knows how to move the chains for hometown drivers. Built on trust and hometown values, they deliver reliable service and peace of mind with a lifetime warranty on every new Chevrolet. Plus, select pre-owned and certified vehicles. With the best selection in stock and a full service and parts department, their factory-trained ASE-certified technicians are proven to keep your vehicle in winning form. Visit them off Highway 46 in Amery. Amery Chevrolet, where they treat people like people and every drive is a touchdown.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. DJ Samuels, the injured Maryland Terrapin, part of that punt cover unit, is his way to the sideline for the Terrapins. A good return from Tyrell Henry. The Badgers have a first and 10 at the Maryland 47-yard line. 13:35 left in the third quarter. It's 20-0. Maryland leading Wisconsin.
And a great job by Deani Hill of really maintaining his block. Anytime you see a big return like that, you need a big block to spring it. Hill did that.
Danny O'Neill, the quarterback. Darion Dupree to his right. On first and 10, shotgun snap. O'Neill looks, shoots it right, caught by Chris Brooks inside the 40 and dives near the 35-yard line. First down on a gain of 12. As the Badgers trying to get something going early in the second half.
And I think you're always looking for some type of spark. You're looking to find something, maybe go a little up-tempo, try to do something a little bit differently here. There, first down, nice, easy pitch and catch, easy first down, get a little rhythm going.
Double wide to the left with Vinny Anthony and Chris Brooks. Here's the handoff. Darion Dupree inside the 30, lowers the pads, pops his way to the 28-yard line. Gain of 7, second down and 3 for Wisconsin.
A really good vision there by Dupree to see that. He's run, he's kind of cut off. He was running to the right side, cut off, cut back, immediately got vertical and picked up 7.
The safety, Levane Scruggs on the stop. Eugene Hilton, the freshman, he is out wide to the right. And now creeps close to the formation along with Lance Mason. On second down, O'Neill under center and a little toss to Henry. He's going to throw it right side deep, and it hangs in the air, and it's almost intercepted. Intended for Eugene Hilton. I'm thinking that came out of his hand funny. It just hung up in the air. This is something they've been working on going back to training camp. And I can tell you it looked a lot better than that in practice, but it's an incomplete pass. And it's third down and 3 of the 28 of Maryland.
They smelled that out pretty good. Delhomme, their defensive back, really a lot of contact on Hilton. Didn't really let him get out of his break. And fortunate that that ball fell to the turf.
Double wide to the left. Darion Dupree in motion. They fake the jet sweep. O'Neill keeps it inside the 25, inside the 20, and a first down to the 19-yard line of Maryland. Daniel Wingate's getting in there. Messiah Delhomme as well. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. First and 10 at the 19.
You see a lot of all that end-around motion, jet sweep action. It gets guys' eyes, and that opens up the middle of the football field. And what I love about O'Neill, what he does, he sees it. There's no hesitation. He puts his foot in the ground, gets vertical, gets a hit, and then gets up and is trying to get this crowd back into it.
On first and 10, Lance Mason in motion to the right. O'Neill will hand it off to Dupree over the right guard inside or near the 15-yard line. They'll give him 4 on the play. Second out and 6 for Wisconsin. We're 3.5 minutes into the third quarter, 20-0 Maryland, but the Badgers are threatening.
And you're starting to see up front a little bit of push. We've seen way too much stuff in the backfield, getting put in some tough spots. The guys up front on this drive done a nice job of just kind of walling guys off and giving Dupree some room to get started.
Yeah, Brooks wing on the left side. Anthony wide left. Kekahuna to the right. O'Neill under his center, Ryan Corey. Kekahuna motions left. O'Neill will give it to Dupree, and he gets swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. Dylan Fontes first on the scene, then gets some help. Wingate is there. And Wisconsin looking at a third down at the 16-yard line of Maryland, third down and 7.
I always get a little nervous when I say too many nice things, but that was the case there. I think there was just a miscommunication. It looked like they sent Chris Brooks in motion to handle the end of the line of scrimmage, and I don't know if he misread what his count was, and the tight end maybe took his guy, but nobody ended up blocking the edge man, and that allowed him to come down, hit Dupree in the backfield, not let him get started.
Henry, Anthony, and Kekahuna out to the left on third down. Shotgun snap, O'Neill, pressure coming. Danny flush to his left, looking, throwing, incomplete. A diving attempt at Kekahuna inside the 10-yard line. Lakai Rowland on the coverage. So it's fourth down and 7 at the 16 of Maryland. And Nathaniel Vakos, who had a field goal blocked in the first quarter, comes on early in the third. This will be a 33-yard attempt. just right of center. And this would get the Badgers on the board. Lines are down. And here's the snap. Spot, kick is away. And the kick is good, and the Badgers are on the board. So a Tyrell Henry punt return gets the Badgers in business, and Nathaniel Vakos with a field goal. And the Badgers get their first points of the day. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. And we want to thank, where you want to celebrate agriculture today. The Celebrate Agriculture Game brought to you by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. From the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 10-12 left in the third quarter. Maryland 20, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. Nathaniel Vakos with a 33-yard field goal. It's now 20-3 Maryland. 10-12 left in the third quarter as we check in again with Patrick.
So in games like this, or at least first halves like that, you know, you're looking for small positives, or at least I am down here on the sidelines. I do like this team hasn't splintered at all. I'm not seeing some of the hanging heads or some of the infighting that you might expect when things are not going the way you want. That's a positive. If you want to look at another one, maybe this is a second half team. In first halves this year, they've been outscored 51-17. In second halves, they've outscored their opponents 59-17. So maybe that's the secret. Just be a second half team.
Outscore them 21-0 in the second half today. We're on to something, right? Nathaniel Vakos will kick off for Wisconsin. Here's the run-up, and the kick is away. And again, this will not be returned. Flies over the head of Iverson Howard for the touchback. And first and 10 Terrapins at their 25-yard line.
I mean, it sounds crazy, Patrick, and you were just talking right there, but this is not like Maryland has just dominated this football game. Wisconsin has gift-wrapped a lot of points and a lot of opportunities to Maryland because of the sloppy play, the penalties, whatever you want to look at. So you can say all that. If Wisconsin can tighten up, and I do think their defense is going to need to make a few big plays, it's not as crazy as maybe some people listening right now think it might be.
Corey Walker, part of that defense now. Side backer playing on the right edge of the Wisconsin front. Malik Washington under center, pulls back, little play fake, rolls right, throws right, and it is dropped. Another drop. This one for the tight end, Leon Houghton, the 25-yard line of the near side. Second down and 10 for Maryland.
I'll tell you what, I've said a lot about Washington. I think he's a really talented guy. There's a lot of drops. Like, that was straight up, that was a good, really nice touch on that throw. And what I love seeing there, there's no head down. He goes back to the huddle. He's clapping, encouraging his guys. There's a lot of things to like about what number 7 for Maryland is doing there.
They talk about his maturity level. I mean, just so uncommon for a true freshman. Mm-hmm. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Caleb Webb, wide right, motions to the formation. Shotgun snap, Washington looking right, throwing right, and that's through the hands of Nolan Ray, incomplete. Tackett Curtis over there defensively at the 28-yard line on the near side. Third and 10, Maryland, from its own 25-yard line.
Again, kind of the same thing. That's an easy pitch and catch, and now you get in this spot, third and 10. We have not seen a lot of pressure. I haven't seen the TFLs. This is where your guys on the edge, Reiger, Cheeks, make a big play. Get something. Make him throw it early. Get an opportunity here. Turnover City coming.
Two receivers to the right. Caleb Webb out wide to the left. On third and 10, Washington to throw. Four-man rush. Washington under pressure from Reiger, who gets to the quarterback. Down goes Malik Washington at the 15-yard line. Loss of 10, fourth and 20 for the Terrapins.
And give the secondary a lot of credit on that. That was a good initial rush. I thought their O-line kind of held up for a second, but great effort in just continuing to pursue the quarterback. Reiger had a running back on him, the left tackle. He did not give up on the play. He circled his route back and was able to get Washington on the ground.
Bryce McPherson on to punt. They get some pressure. The kick is away. Tyrell Henry drifting back. And he'll catch at the 38-yard line, and he got tagged right away. That took a little courage. Ethan Goff, the long snapper, getting down there, 47-yard punt.
That's one word for it.
Yeah. Trying to be nice.
Yeah.
High risk. That actually wasn't the long snapper guy. That was Ricardo Cooper down there in punt coverage. Badgers starting at their 39-yard line, first and 10, 9:21 left in the third quarter.
It's always amazing to me with these punt returners when there's full-speed contact like that. Not a great decision, but a great job of holding on to that football because that was a big-time, well-timed-up hit.
They're showing an overload, a tackle over, and now Riley Malman shifting back to left tackle. Pistol formation, Cade Iacomelli, the running back. O'Neal gets the snap, looking, throws over the middle, caught across the 40-yard line to the 42 or 43 as he hooks up with his tight end, Grant Steck. On a gain of five, they'll actually place at the 44 of Wisconsin, second down and five.
Yeah, that is a little bit different of a shift. We saw that a lot last week where Malman would go over, he'd line up on the right tackle. There he faked did that, and he actually had a move Steck out of the way to get his spot at left tackle.
So let me in, man.
Yeah, I want to play.
Jaden Ballard to the left on second down, handoff. Iacomelli hits it off the left side across the 45-yard line up near the 47. Up off the stack, Dylan Fontes. It'll be a third down and about two here for Wisconsin. 8.5 minutes left, third quarter. 20-3, Maryland leading the Badgers.
Not a lot of movement there, but what you love about Iacomelli is you know he's coming full speed. He wasn't bouncing around in the back. It wasn't blocked for much. Didn't get much, but what it did get, Iacomelli was able to lower his pads and pick up two.
Jackson Aker and Cade Iacomelli flanking. Danny O'Neal takes the snap. Reeds keeps. O'Neal's going to run it. He'll get the first down across midfield into Maryland territory. Lakai Rowland over there out of the secondary to make the stop. They'll mark at the 48 of Maryland. First down, Wisconsin. And Ian Thomas, big defensive lineman, a little slow to get up. He's up now, but he'll have to come out for at least one play. 8:02 remaining in the third quarter.
And I love that play call there. You ran it. You end up getting O'Neal out on the perimeter, and you have a couple of options. Aker is there if you need to dump it. If somebody is crashing down hard, you give your quarterback a couple of different ways to pick up that two yards. You pick up another first down on third down, and that was kind of the Achilles heel in that first half. We've picked up a couple in this second half.
Anthony and Brooks out to the right. Mason and Kekahuna to the left. From the Maryland 48-yard line, first and 10. Iacomelli stays in there at running back. Shotgun snap, O'Neal, and he's going to keep it, and he'll squeeze about a yard out of it. That's it. Sidney Stewart, outside linebacker, wraps up the Wisconsin quarterback. Second down and 9 for the Terrapins' 47-yard line. 20-3 Maryland, 7:38 left in the third quarter.
And unfortunately, I think that was the case. You know, the snap came back really hard and kind of threw the timing of that playoff. He had to reach over to his left. He got a speed option. The defensive end played that pretty well. That ball needed to be pitched, but I think O'Neal wisely thought, something bad could happen because I think that timing wasn't great from the jump.
Trips to the right on second and nine. O'Neal looking. He's going to pull it down and run. Gets to the 45. Try to spin move. And he got drilled by Daniel Wingate at the 45 of Maryland. Make a third down and seven.
Well, you love his moxie. You love his toughness. He sees that the pocket is collapsing a little bit. Doesn't even think he knows he needs to go get positive yards. He's spinning. He's taking shots to the hip. And he's bouncing up, and he's still bringing that energy. You love what he's doing from a leadership standpoint.
Anthony Nkekahuna to the right. Jaden Ballard to the left for the 45 of Maryland. Third down and seven for Wisconsin. Play clock is down to five. And a low snap. O'Neal trying to save the play. Hands off to Iacomelli. They'll say he was down first. A low snap. O'Neal went down to get it. His knee hit the turf. And just like that, it'll be fourth and 10 at the 48 of Maryland.
Yeah, it's been an issue. And, you know, at watching practice, we've seen that you're asking our center to reach hard to the left. And a lot of times that makes that snap. You just got to go. And unfortunately, I think O'Neal did a good job of short hopping that. But once your knee is down and you get it, play is dead. They ruled it that way, and now we're forced to punt.
From the 48-yard line of Maryland, Atticus Bertrams gets the snap, steps up, and the kick is away. A chance to pin him deep as it checks up or hits inside the 10 and goes out of bounds along the near sideline. Let's see where they mark it. Looks like about the 5-yard line of Maryland. So with that, we will have a timeout. Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Details and hotel reservations at Pottawatomie.com. Your win is waiting. For the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 5:45 left in the third quarter. Maryland 20, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Happy Game Day and National Ag Day from Case IH. Just like the Badgers train with championship-level equipment, our compact tractors and utility equipment are built tough to handle whatever your land demands. From family farms to home fields, we're here to help you succeed on every acre that matters. Visit caseih.com to learn more about our commitment to agriculture and Wisconsin. Go Badgers!
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM. Today's Celebrate Agriculture Game brought to you by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. 5:45 left of the third quarter. Maryland 20, Wisconsin 3. The Terrapins will start at their 5-yard line. Well done punt from Atticus Bertrams. 43-yard effort as the Terps deep in their own territory. And we'll try to speak it into existence. Defense needs a big play here. Maybe a pick, sack, fumble.
Yeah, we'll
score.
Take all of it. We'll take any of it. And yeah, I know it's 20-3, and you for people just jumping in and tuning in, you're thinking, what the heck? This defense, the defense has given up 34 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Defense has played pretty good football, but the defense needs to make a big play, and it's pinned, and that's what we need right now.
Three receivers left, one on the right. DeJuan Williams, the running back. Snap to Malik Williams, and a throw to the right side. Malik Washington, beg your pardon. He'll throw it over to DeJuan Williams, who gets checked out of bounds by Christian Allegro at about the 9-yard line, a gain of 4. Second down and 6 for the Maryland Terrapins.
And I just talked about the run defense. You can see Maryland's ahead by 17 points, and they're still throwing the football because it's been tough sledding trying to find ways to run the ball.
Washington back in the gun, gets the snap. He'll hand it to Williams this time across the 10-yard line. And it's Jameer Latimer, or I beg your pardon, Tyrese Fabry getting in there, the outside linebacker at the 12-yard line. Gain of 3, and a big 3rd and 3 coming up for Maryland. The Terrapins are 3 of 11 on third down here today. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Terps up 20-3. And this crowd trying to help the home team. Octavian Smith out wide to the right. Shalik Knotts to the left. No motion to the formation. Shotgun snap. Washington looking. Pressure gets away to his right. Washington across the 10. Out of bounds of the 12-yard line. Forced to the boundary by Christian Allegro. That will be 3 yards short of the first down. Didn't get the sack, but they kept him short of the line to gain. The Badger defense does its job again.
Reiger did a great job of rushing their right tackle, Alan Heron, and to his credit, he finished him, but great pursuit there by Allegro, because once he was able to get by Reiger, I thought, oh, could he get the corner? Allegro, with his speed, was able to close that and force a critical punt here with 4 minutes to go in the quarter.
A late sub for Maryland, so Ben Barton getting in there, a late sub for Wisconsin. They snapped the ball. I don't know if they weren't clear to do that. I don't think the center judge had stepped away. We'll find out.
Prior to the snap. Timeout. Maryland.
Yep. They made that sub late. They were slow getting their punt team organized for Maryland. So they brought the 11th player in, and then the Badgers took advantage and took their time getting Ben Barton in there. So a timeout taken by Maryland with 4:05 left in the third quarter. 20-3, the Terrapins leading Wisconsin. Yeah,
what is that? I get a kick out of this because it's so gamesmanshipy. You know, if you sub late and it's 15 seconds or less on the play clock, I can't remember what Luke said in a radio show, was it this year or last year, where you do hockey shifts and you do basketball shifts. And if you want to go, you go hockey. And in this case, you do the basketball substitution. You're kind of like waving to the crowd, making sure. And Ben Barton wanted to force Maryland to use that timeout, go out there slow. And at this point, you want to back him up, forcing Maryland to use that timeout so they didn't lose yardage.
Bryce McPherson, the punter, about 3 yards deep in the end zone, takes the snap. Here comes Clayton trying to get a block. Cannot. The kick is away. Fair catch signaled by Tyrell Henry, and he'll make it at the 47-yard line of Wisconsin. Nicholas Clayton came charging in off the edge and got reasonably close there. It turned into a 41-yard punt for the Terrapins as we have another break in the action. Badger fans, you're dedicated to your team, and at Case IH, we're dedicated to designing every tractor, every tool, every piece of equipment with your land management goals in mind. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers, where your home field and huge success await. For the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 3:58 left in the third quarter. Maryland 20, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring 3 powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise.
your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
Three minutes, 58 seconds left in quarter number three. Maryland 20, Wisconsin 3. Good field position again for the Badgers. They'll start at their 47-yard line. The total yards in this game, 208 for Maryland, 173 for Wisconsin. Talk about how this Badger defense has played well. Maryland has had multiple short fields that they paid off. They're trying to get this offense going, and sounded like a broken record saying that, but we'll see what the Badgers can do this time.
Yeah, seven punts apiece. Obviously, Wisconsin, one of those blocked. It's been a defensive struggle, which I think most of us thought coming in would be. Unfortunately, Wisconsin, especially in that first half, too many mistakes, giving Maryland's offense easy scoring opportunities.
Darion Dupree in there at running back. Snap to O'Neal. Hands off to Dupree. Hits it over the left side of the line up to about the 50. And that's it. Joel Starlings, defensive lineman, out to make the tackle. Gain of three, second down and seven from the 50.
Yeah, just a zone play off the left side. Riley Malman and Brunner, and you got a little bit of movement. I think Maryland is more than content with Wisconsin running and giving 2 or 3 yards a carry. They're just kind of playing, setting in, and I think giving that up right now on first down.
Anthony, Brooks, and Kekahuna trips to the right from the midfield stripe. Second down and seven. O'Neal gets the snap, looks the throw. Has some time, running out of time, checks it down, and a rolling catch made by Chris Brooks. Right at the line to gain the 43 of Maryland. First down, Wisconsin.
Really good protection. Mandel did a great job of running his guy by. Malman did a really nice job of locking his guy up. That was the case there. I think the pocket, O'Neal could sit in there even a little bit longer, got a little bit happy feet to throw it. He could have maybe put that on Brooks a little bit cleaner, but we were able to pick up a first down.
2:52 and counting left in the third quarter, 20-3 Maryland. First and 10 for the Badgers. Tyrell Henry goes in motion. They'll fake the little jet sweep. O'Neal looking under pressure and sacked by Starlings outside the 45-yard line. They'll mark at the 46 of Maryland, a loss of three. Joel Starlings, redshirt sophomore out of Richmond, Virginia, transfer from North Carolina.
Yeah, Grant Stack was trying to kind of hold up and help there on his guy. It's a little pass. They had an overload off to the left side, so they had Steck playing right tackle where the right tackle would be. He got a little bit overwhelmed on that, and that allowed the sack to occur.
Kekahuna and Brooks come out to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left. On second down, O'Neal hands off to Dupree inside the 45, inside the 40. Juke move to his right, 35. Dupree inside the 30 and taken down to the 29-yard line of Maryland. Messiah Delhomme, a safety, comes up to make the stop. Good nifty running from Darion Dupree, and the Badgers have a first and 10.
Yeah, nice job by Mandel on the backside, getting just enough to let that cut happen. And then you get to that second level, it's up to you. Dupree has to make a guy miss. He's able to do that with a little shake step and able to pick up a nice first down on a second and 13.
1:35 left, third quarter, double wide to the left. O'Neal gives to Dupree again up the right. Hash marks down near the 25-yard line. A gain of three. Bryce Jenkins getting in there, and the linebacker Trey Reddick as well. Second down and seven from the Maryland 25-yard line.
Jackson Aker did a really nice job of just getting enough on that right defensive end to seal that and allow it snap again a little bit off, a little quick through the tempo off a little bit. Nice job there by O'Neal of securing that and getting the ball and picking up a quick four.
Kekahuna and Brooks to the rights. Vinny Anthony to the left. Cade Iacomelli in there at running back. O'Neal from the shotgun takes the snap. Quick shot right side receiver screen. Kekahuna catches inside the 25-yard line. Maryland defends it well as they get Kekahuna to the ground at the 22-yard line. Reddick over there, the linebacker, and Dante Joyner, the cornerback. Third down and three from the Maryland 22.
Yeah, you always wonder on those, and especially early in the season when Danny went in, you have to make sure you have numbers. These plays aren't predetermined. You have to see, make sure your guys have leverage to make those blocks. And I think at that time, I think Wisconsin maybe was outnumbered on that, and that allowed Maryland to get it down quick.
Coming up on the final 20 seconds of the third quarter, Kekahuna wide left comes to the formation. O'Neal fakes the end around to him, and O'Neal gets thrown down by Mathis at the 20-yard line. Zaire Mathis, the freshman outside linebacker. It's fourth and one, and that should be the final play of the third quarter. As the Badgers will be going for it, one would think, on the first play of quarter number four. We are through three here at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth at the end of three, Maryland 20, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, hey, Badger fans, it might still feel like summer, but we all know how fast Wisconsin weather can turn. Count on the trusted dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to make sure your furnace is up for the challenge. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Wheelchairs for Warriors, serving America's heroes is our mission. With your support, we serve veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty across the United States of America, providing them custom fit, complex rehab mobility solutions to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Scoreboard update at Camp Randall. Starting the fourth quarter, it'll be Maryland leading 20-3. Last night, Iowa outscored Rutgers 17-10, or 7 in the fourth quarter, and 138-28. All eyes on Bloomington, Indiana, where Illinois and Indiana play later today.
Yeah, 6:30 kick down in Bloomington. From Camp Randall Stadium, it's time to jump around. You might imagine it was the Terrapin players doing most of the jumping there, at least among those on the field. It'll be fourth and one, Wisconsin at the Maryland 20 as we start the fourth quarter. Terrapins 20, Badgers 3. And Wisconsin going for it here. Jackson Aker lining up at fullback. Cade Iacomelli, the tailback. O'Neal will go under his center, the redshirt freshman Ryan Corey. Single wide receiver to the right is Chris Brooks. O'Neal gets the snap. A little toss to Iacomelli, and he races to the line to gain, and he gets there, I think. He's short. He needed the 19. He's short. He got forced out of bounds about a half a yard shy, and that's how the fourth quarter begins. It looked like Levine Scruggs over there defensively for Maryland. So they try to go outside. It might be worthy of a review. We'll see.
Yep.
We're taking a look at it, and I'm thinking he's going to get it. It's just a matter of when Iacomelli stepped out of bounds. The knee went down. The question, did the ball get to the line to gain? It is very close. You need it to be clear and obvious. But with where they're spotting it now, that doesn't look right.
No, he's definitely going to move the. It's just that if it will be moved up enough. Knee down, ball is, oh man, it is razors close. I think that play tells you a lot kind of about where we're at, though, from a program standpoint. It's fourth and one, and I think in the old days, you know, you think, I was actually thinking Jackson Aker, fullback run, something like that, and they do the flip. And Iacomelli did great to avoid that first tackler and at least make this thing really close. And I think he got it. Am I being a homer by saying that, maybe?
I'm right there with you. It is really, really close. And when you say really, really close, that many times doesn't bode well in trying to get a call overturned.
After reviewing the play, the runner's chin was down with the ball extended to the 19-yard line for a first down.
Let's go.
There you go.
All right.
And sometimes it works out right. Well, Kay, that was you, my man.
Yeah, that was just a great individual effort, you know, from somebody. Obviously, he's been around a long time and a ton of pride. He easily was, he was kind of hit in the backfield, fought, got around the corner, was able to just do enough and scrap. And that's a game-saving first down.
Yeah, Kahuna slot to the right. Darion Dupree, the running back, pistol formation. O'Neal will give it to Dupree, who gets plastered behind the 20-yard line. Reddick getting in there. Boy, Cam Rice came crashing in as well. A trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Even though they're now outside of that red zone, they'll mark of the 21. Second down and 12 for Wisconsin. Opening minute of the fourth quarter, 20-3 Maryland. Dupree to the right of O'Neal now. Lance Mason, the tight end, goes out wide to the left. Kekahuna slot right, motions left. Vinny Anthony wide on the right side. Shotgun snap, O'Neal. Looking, has time. Three-man rush, a check down to Anthony, who gets blown up by Mathis at the 21-yard line. No gain on the play. It's third and 12.
Yeah, Maryland only rushed three there, so there's plenty of time. Actually, a good job of going and helping, finding guys to help. That's a case where you need to understand that you're going to have more time. You see that the rush, I think he got a little bit happy there to take that. That's exactly what Maryland wanted. They were sitting there waiting on that check down and absolutely drilled Vinny Anthony.
Jaden Ballard will come out to the left along with Tretch Kekahuna. Jackson Aker wing on the right side. Third and 12 for Wisconsin at the Maryland 21-yard line. Kekahuna starts in motion. Snap to O'Neal. Looking. O'Neal looks left. Now drifting right. In hot pursuit is Cam Rice. Circles back to his left and gets sacked outside the 40-yard line. That's a loss of 19.
It's pretty obvious to say you can't let that happen. You're seeing the inexperience of O'Neal because the protection is good. You have to stay in that pocket. Maryland is funneling you out. When you roll out to the right on that, you limit what you can do. The pocket was there. You stay in there and you deliver the ball. And then you certainly can't backpedal around. You have to throw it away knowing you're down three scores. Get it out of your hand and kick the field goal. That was the worst case scenario.
And with that, the play clock hits zero. And in this case, you either punt from there 40 or 45. That
penalties decline. Fourth down.
It seems aggravating there, but it doesn't. Actually, Maryland's declining it. You at worst, you just give Bertram's a little more room there. But the line of scrimmage will still be the 40. And the snap to Bertram's. And the kick is away, trying to get the Gunners down there, and they get there, and Jaden Ballard will down it at the 1-yard line. So Well, another missed chance for Wisconsin, converting on a fourth and one. They got into the red zone, albeit very briefly. And we'll take a break. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 12:25 remaining, Maryland 20, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top blasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badger fans, whether you're tailgating before kickoff or celebrating a big win, grab a can of Bubbler Antioxidant Sparkling Water at your local Piggly Wiggly. With naturally sourced caffeine, 0 grams of sugar, and natural colors and flavors, Bubbler will keep your energy up for all four quarters so you can stay refreshed, energized, and ready to jump around. Find your favorite flavor at Piggly Wiggly today. Bubbler is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's go-to for quality furniture, name brand mattresses, and unbeatable service. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Steinhoffels is helping you gear up for game day. September 26th through the 28th, spend $1,999 or more at any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store and get a $100 University Bookstore gift card, perfect for picking up the latest Badgers gear. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Stadium, Maryland leads Wisconsin 20-3. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Atticus Bertrams with a nice job and good work from Jaden Ballard again as that punt downs Maryland at their 1 yard line. I wish I had other highlights to give you, but such as it is, they've got the Terps just outside of their end zone. Maryland leading 20-3. Maryland in the third quarter ran 9 plays and got 2 yards out of it. Maryland's total offense for the day, 208, Wisconsin 186, but Maryland is in command on the scoreboard, leading 20-3.
Yeah, that last sequence is, again, self-inflicted wounds. You're down in the red zone. I think you said they're in the KSIH red zone for one play, and then it turns out we're back at the 40. Just continuing to beat ourselves.
Malik Washington, 5 yards deep in his own end zone, ready to take the shotgun snap, but he wants to throw. Looking, pressured, gets away. The throw is caught by Williams across the 10-yard line. Matt Young over there defensively, Allegro as well. And that's right at the line to gain. They got close to him, but credit Washington, made the play, a gain of 10 and his first and 10.
I think it was Peterson who did a great job of shedding his man, got deep penetration into, beat the center, did a great rip, actually got held and tackled down at the down in the end zone. Ref missed it.
Washington back under center now on first and 10. From the Maryland 11, Washington will hand off to DeJuan Williams off the right side, across the 15, across the 20-yard line, and Young will steer him to the chalk across the 25, up to the 26, and there's a gain of 15, and Maryland, just like that, is out of trouble.
Yeah, and you're getting desperate now on the defensive side of the ball. You make 2 or 3 stops early in this half, and you think, let's get some points, and now you're shooting your linebackers through the A and B gaps, and when you do that, you're hoping to get some lost yardage plays, but if you bounce, that's where they're going to get big runs, and they just got their biggest chunk of the day right there.
From the 26 of Maryland, first and 10, 11:15 remaining. Terps up 20-3. Washington back into the shotgun. You can start bleeding this clock, and here's the snap, handoff. Williams up the middle, and he'll squeeze a couple of yards. That's about it. Open, close the door for Wisconsin. It was Emilio Agard crashing in there from the corner. Second down and 8 for the Terrapins.
And I'm sure it's frustrating from the defensive side of the football. You, you've done a lot of good things today, but you're down 17. You're now understanding we talked about pressing in the set. You're going to press to try and make that big play to give any type of hope to get back in this game.
Three receivers left. Juan Williams motions out of the backfield. Two receivers to the right. Shotgun snap. Washington whips it to the left. Octavian Smith the catch. Ricardo Hallman is right there. Jameer Latimer as well. As Octavian Smith, take it down to the 28-yard line. A little closer to the 29, they'll say. Make it third down and seven. Coming up on the final 10 minutes of the game.
We've said Latimer's name a bunch. I think he, you know, Rico is, they've went after him a little bit this afternoon. Latimer's done a really nice job of firing to the football, making some big hits, getting some open field tackles. I think he's played a pretty nice game.
Two receivers right, one on the left, third and seven Terrapins, our own 29-yard line. Pressure coming on third down. Washington throws, caught across the 35-yard line. It'll be a first down as they get Jahlil Farouk. Tackled by Allegro at the 38 and a third down conversion for Maryland.
Nice job by their back of picking up our blitzer off of the slot. And you give Washington a lot of credit. He stayed in the pocket, understood where the blitz was coming. The replacement threw it where he needed to and picked up a big first down.
From the 38-yard line of Maryland, 9:15 to play, 20-3. Maryland leads Wisconsin. Pulling back from center, Washington, a play fake. Deep drop, winds up, throws it deep. Down the middle, has Knotts wide open at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Maryland. Looking for the put-away punch, and the Terps just landed it.